Is it called From the Gallery?
From the Gallery.
I like it. That's here great. Get the gallery echo and everything, hopefully.
Maybe. Yep, you get a lot of echo. You get some background music. Some background music today. Yeah. Door shut.
Yeah.
It's quite pronounced. So here we are in the gallery. I am joined by Savannah LaBove and Stephanie C. Gwen.
Hi.
Two residents at the Carbondale Clay Center. Mm-hmm. Who are actually just finishing up their two-year stint and have a show currently at the Launchpad where we're standing right now, and we'll each have solo shows coming up later this summer. Mm-hmm. So to begin, Savannah, I see one of your pieces is right behind you. Could you talk about what you sort of bring to the gallery, what the concept is you're playing with?
Well, I think Stephanie and I initially began with this paper and clay, which developed into this linear planar. So all of my work has to do with line. And for myself, that became, how does line layer to make plane, or how does line layer to make shape? And so it's kind of developed into this grid-like structure, whether it's two-dimensional with this wood wire or become three-dimensional with these baskets and larger clay forms.
Great. And so there's definite relation between each of your pieces. Would you say that a lot of inspiration was drawn from working closely together over this past 2 years?
I think so, but I think we had some similar values, ideas prior to meeting each other. And so I think they have developed alongside each other with working in the same space. And so it does work really well together. But we didn't plan the work to be together in the sense like, oh, what are you doing and how do I respond to that? We kind of worked separately, and then it's just happenstance, and I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'd say too, like, we share our space over at the Carbondale Clay Center. It is open to the public. If people want to pop by, we're in the orange building. You can knock and say hi. But we've got the room split up where we each have our own space, but there's no walls, no dividers, and so this idea of, like, our ideas share the same air, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there's something totally to that, that any studio I've worked in, you find similarities with people who are working two or three doors down from you, or, you know, like, there's something about the creative energies that are in the space that just transfer. And while, like Savannah said, we both came with very similar, not similar ideas, but maybe understandings of certain aspects of clay and the elements of art, being in the same space and seeing each other work, it automatically is going to start to inform each other's work. Mm-hmm. Even though we were, for this particular show, only checking in with each other maybe every couple of weeks to every month, depending on how close or far you get from the show, and touch and base about what our ideas were, but never really saying, I'm going to do this, you should do that, or this is what's being done, let's do this.
It was more like, are you going to occupy the wall or the pedestal? Or, you know, like, how are we going to divvy up the space? And then how are they going to respond to each other?
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that it's not like a line's divided through the room. Your pieces are very much mingling with each other. Yeah. This one where I identified Savannah's work is actually just straight together with your work, Stephanie.
Yeah, yes. This is my work here.
Okay.
And then this refers to our piece in the center.
Yeah.
There it is.
The center piece is definitely the one we collaborated on together, where we worked very closely with deciding I was going to work with the plane, Savannah would work with the line, but then how did those two come together? So a lot of her linear work, it becomes a plane, even though it's very transparent, and a lot of my plane work has the line on it as well. And then we hung it together kind of in a very organic approach, coming to the gallery with all of our parts and then working together to decide how it was going to hang and interact.
Was there any anxiety in hanging it that it might get knocked around or people might accidentally walk into it?
No, I think we like chose certain pieces, whether they were solid or wire, so that, you know, it's okay to bump into it, and we were bumping into them while we were installing it, and mm-hmm. it's not something that's so, I don't know, not it's not precious. It's like, I feel like it can be bumped into, and it'll be just fine. So that wasn't necessarily a concern, but we were thinking about like height and how you walk into the room and how you would move about. And, you know, would you walk or skirt this solid piece, you know, way farther away versus a wire piece that kind of disappears into space?
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a cloud or a cluster of shadow and open space. It's quite beautiful.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. This is Eden.
Oh, hi, Eden.
Sorry, how are you doing? Over there stuffing envelopes.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys were here. That would be useful.
Welcome to our active interview. We're just letting it all flow. So,
oh, am I on?
We are rolling.
So we have to tell the person that on the record? Okay.
And so your name is Eden Creel?
Kyle.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And we were just talking about Steph and Savannah's pieces, mm-hmm. but we could take a little detour now into the other room and check out how it complements the overall show. So your pieces very much evoke space, and they play quite a bit with texture, mm-hmm. and are absolutely gorgeous. And this wall is especially a collage. Mm-hmm. Different tones. Mm-hmm. Could you share a little bit about your approach to art making?
Ooh, art making in general. I think in this show specifically, I was interested in the past. My work, you can see here, is often monochrome, and I wanted to focus on incorporating one color as sort of a step from what I was doing, and so I look for inspiration when I go out or in shapes and colors. And I saw the Albers show at the Guggenheim. And I was really drawn to his yellow works. And I thought that was a good next step to sort of integrate into what I was doing. I think the texture, but you're right, I'm really interested in the components of painting, their qualities, the texture, and transparency and color and all these things I take into account as I work. And I'm really interested when I'm making a painting as opposed to a collage, the properties of paint and what it can do.
Right, like you don't have a solid white, it's a white with many different tones, mm-hmm. and kind of catching the light and the shadows. This piece right here, I feel like, to me, it reminds me of Aspen.
It is Aspen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So even with, you know, three colors, that white being gradient but still sort of a solid base, you find the shapes to evoke Aspen very clearly, of a mountain coming into a city, and it's a very unique vista.
Yeah, I like the sort of the contrast of the grid of the city, mm-hmm. going right into the organic shapes of the mountain.
Do the other pieces represent something so direct?
Some of them, they're sort of a combination. The shapes are overlaps from waves and radar, and mountain and snow and city. And then I just had a daughter in December, and some of these are from her ultrasounds.
Oh, wow.
It's a similar visual language I've been developing, and the shapes are...
Are those these here mm-hmm. on the wood panels? Mm-hmm. And so, did you project and then trace? Or?
No, I just worked from the little... I have some of on this board. I think working in nonprofit spaces, and I'm Carbondale Arts, and getting the opportunity to sort of curate the show for myself allowed me to do this process wall. So you can see some of the little ultrasounds, and I just worked from them. And when I was actually having them, I sort of saw paintings, and I was very excited get the opportunity to sit down and make them when I had the chance.
So the process wall refers directly to this show and the paintings mm-hmm. around.
Yeah, yeah, this is what my studio sort of looked like. This is a little more organized than in my actual studio, but you can see hopefully the references. Sometimes when I speak or write about the work, I feel like I fall short. Mm-hmm. So I thought I would put the way I work up for people to see.
Wow, that's such a unique idea. I haven't seen a process wall before in the same gallery as the artwork.
Yeah, it was fun to have the opportunity to show it. You don't always, mm-hmm. you know, say maybe a more formal space sometimes.
Cool. Anything else you'd like to add before we mosey into the other room?
I don't think so.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Eden Kyle.
Kyle, yeah. Okay. I always think it's my married name. I thought it was Kiel for a while, too.
Well, so Savannah and Stephanie, I would love to give you the opportunity to sort of walk us through, and this being radio, we could describe to the best of our ability some of the highlights, any pieces that you particularly want to draw attention to.
Sure. Shall I start? Okay. So I'd say probably Still Life number one over here against the wall. It is against the wall, and we have about a 4x4 plant panel that has been charcoaled and textured. And then kind of on the lower third of that, we have a wall box that is a shiny black. I should say the charcoal is a very charcoal finish. It's that kind of gray-black. So the box on the wall is a shiny black, and then there's kind of a hairline of bright magenta. And placed on the box are 7 ceramic vessels that have been washed with a latex paint. And some of them have little cutouts on them, and some don't.
Right. One has what, to me, almost looks like a little window for eyes. And the forms, to me, also seem to be very person-like.
Mm-hmm.
Some elongated and tall, and some shorter.
Yeah.
Were you thinking of family when you made it?
So, not necessarily, but I will say all of my work, every kind of variation I've done over the last 5 years, it starts with the vessel in different forms. And one thing that is so great about pottery, and I think people relate to it so well, is that it has kind of body parts like people do. Like, you hear people talk about the foot of a pot, or the belly on a pot, or the lip on a pot. And even the clay itself is called the clay body, mm-hmm. right? So there's kind of that automatic metaphor that happens with clay. And then, so I'm working with the vessel, and the second thing I do is I work on how it's arranged and displayed. And a lot of times, it does kind of come down to personalities of pots. Do they interact well together? Do they interact poorly together? And there's something interesting about that. With these, especially because of the color and the texture on them, they started to become more monumental mm-hmm. to me than people. But to me, that idea of, like, there's a space for the eyes to come through, like, I start to think of how you might walk up to it to try to peer inside, and are you going to get the satisfaction that you want from how small of a slit it actually is?
And so the entire piece is one
piece? It is one piece, yeah. Yep, so all of my pieces here kind of work with this, the panel that becomes the backdrop for the shelf, which then the vessels go on. So this idea of working with the plane and the line that Savannah and I were talking about earlier really drove the style of this work. And I will say, too, it's been like a really pleasant surprise in seeing our work come into this space and Eden's work into the next space. Like, we didn't plan to show in the same galleries or in the two galleries next to each other at the same time. It just kind of was lined up that way. And so to see where the plane and the line come into Eden's work as well is pretty a great connection between mm-hmm. between the two shows right now.
They complement each other very well.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. And the grid and the organic forms and mm-hmm. the grayscale, and there are a lot of overlap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's that shared energy, you know, whether we knew it or not.
Well, Savannah, let's check out.
Let's go right next door to Stephanie's piece.
Here we are.
So this is grid by grid, and for myself, I was making a lot of separate parts in this studio, not really knowing exactly what was going to go together. Until I got it kind of into this space and right before we installed the show. So what we're looking at is a steel wire grid that I brazed each connection point. So all the gold you see it at intersections mm-hmm. are me taking some brass filler rod and a torch and flux and actually brazing the grid together. So it's about 50 inches, maybe by 36.
Wow.
And I had a lot of people, you know, say, like, oh, like, grids like this already exist, but the intention was to, just like when you're drawing with line, to be varied. It's not meant to be this grid or structure that's perfect. Mm-hmm. It's meant to have some movement and cast some irregular shadows depending on how it's bent and not perfectly straight. So that's the backdrop for this piece. And then in the foreground, we have these two kind of towering mirrored ceramic sculptures or vases, depending on who buys it or where it is in the home. And they are flip-flopped in color. So they have a grid that has black and white on top that's offset just a little bit to create cast shadows. And then the yellow part of the piece is actually a terra sigillata that has kind of gone yellow where wax resist was on top.
Wow.
And then to the left, there's a small shelf that has this black grid, and in the foreground, some wire with clay dots. So the clay dots are actually holding those wires together. It's a high-temperature wire that doesn't melt in the kiln. Wow. So all of these parts kind of came together, and I've had them in my studio, and so I kind of just arranged them the best that I thought they would respond well to each other and
they
exist in the space.
They do complement each other well, but it is two separate pieces, and it...
You could buy each thing individually, which, so someone has purchased the small cross-section with the clay dots, but I intended to have this as a whole piece. So
okay.
If someone wanted to purchase this piece, I would remake that small cross-section dot clay piece, and they could have this whole thing.
I'm curious what it says to you personally. I suppose the... opposing colors, but the reflection, it kind of talks about duality a little bit.
Yeah, when I was developing this shape, I've used arches a lot in my previous work and even my current work. It's kind of throughout the gallery a little bit here. But when you look at the footprint of this piece, it's an arch. And I wanted to create this kind of mirrored effect with the two pieces to interact together. So I really see these two individual parts as one. And then when doing the surface decoration, it was kind of a test. I've never really done anything like this before. So it was a little bit of a outside of my comfort zone, and I wanted to see the difference between the two. Because I find a lot of times what you think is the best way to go, as soon as you adjust it just a little bit, you actually like that result better. So the first one that I did was this piece. It was much easier to wax these blocks instead of waxing a grid.
Right.
And so, but in the end, I'm more drawn to the one like this.
The waxed grid.
Yeah, where you have the black that becomes a drop shadow of that white square.
Right. Well, anything else that you two would like to add about your residency or the upcoming solo shows?
Yeah, I mean, so Savannah has her solo show first. For both of us, it's basically an exit show. And so Savannah, yours is in July.
June's first Friday, so June 7th, 6 to 8 at the Clay Center. And it's kind of a culmination of everything we've been working towards and the things we've been investigating and kind of bringing it all together for an exhibition. And then Stephanie's the following month.
Yeah, so my opening will be July 5th, 4th of July weekend, and also 6 to 8. We're hoping to have some, like, 4th of July festivity-ish kind of stuff. So, but for me, it's a bit of a culmination from what I've been working on. More than anything, though, I started to think about, like, time is something that none of us seem to have enough of. And it feels like the abundance of time is a bit of a fallacy and until we really work at getting it. And with the residency especially, you know, it feels like you come into a residency and feel like I'm here to make everything I've ever dreamed of making, and very quickly you realize, okay, that will never happen. There's too much to do in too little time. And so my show is going to be comprised of 730 ceramic or coil built vessels.
Wow.
Representing the days of the residency. I'm doing them all within the last 6 months to kind of put myself in this, the mental and physical demand of expecting too much from ourselves. So mine is called Rendered Time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've heard of clay that a lot of the information of a person, because they have that direct contact to their hands, in the substance that you just referred to as a body earlier mm-hmm. in our interview, that a lot of our information goes into the piece, whether it's visible or not.
Yeah.
And so you're really playing with that idea of kind of stressing yourself and experimenting with how that might come through.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things too where we've got good space that we're working with, but just like time, space is never enough, I think, for any artist who's trying to collect things. So a lot of it has been boxed away for me for a little while now, and even like every kill note I do, I kind of box up that work, and so a lot of it will come to fruition for me in the gallery as I'm setting up and having all the pots in one spot and seeing how they come together.
Yeah, I feel similarly because I'm making tons of tiny little parts. Everything in this exhibition at the launch pad is the biggest work I've ever made, and so I'm working on the opposite scale for the show at the Clay Center, which is called Ellipsis. So lots of tiny little parts of clay, like thousands upon thousands of parts that I'll have to string up and install. So yes, time and space.
Time and space. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for making the space in your day and taking the time to speak with me about your wonderful creations. Congratulations on completing the residency and best of luck with whatever is next.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.